This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, Alex Jones here, back live. Next segment, I'm going to hit big topic. What's going on with Trump and the vaccine? What's really behind that? Why is he doing that? We'll discuss with Ali Alexander. I'm your host, Alex Jones. But let's go ahead and hit this right here. I showed this yesterday. Everybody's shocked by these children's apps that the police are investigating, telling little kids, hey, take pictures of yourselves naked, send it to us.
What?
They're saying, is it a hacker? Well, I've got Alexa, and I've got all the big app supporters, and the Google Home Assist have all been caught doing this, where hackers get in and do all this. My point is, why do we let things like this in our lives that are these two-way systems? And then this video, nude adults explain transgender bodies to 11-year-olds in Danish kids show. So they're just legalizing pedophilia. Why? Because I have no attraction to children other than, like, want to take care of them, be nice to them, and, you know, hug all my children. I mean, I like to squeeze them, but that's it. There's no, what is this spirit, this energy that wants to corrupt children? I guess if they corrupt them, they can then implant their political ideology at that point by stealing their innocence, or what is it?
I think that, you know, hurt people hurt people. And I think that if you break a child, they turn into a monster as an adult. And I think that they want this world to be full of broken people so they can say the referendum on the family is over. It is a thing of the past. It is an archaic system.
Humanity's broken, so we have to take it over with the corporate system.
Right.
Which is what they did in Germany.
Yep.
30,000 children placed with pedophiles, creating the new beautiful family.
Right. And, you know, and
that is so sick.
It's very sick. And we can see that these evil people like Hitler create their own little child armies too. Because what they want to do is issue a new paradigm into the future. And it's not the paradigm of conservatism. It's not the paradigm that has allowed this species to survive and thrive and now venture into the stars. It's really sick, but it's to corrupt innocence and creativity and hijack imagination and to turn it into illusion.
I totally agree. Well said. Better than I could do. An Infowars.com article. Good news, though. Black Lives Matter, after 4 years of officially having up on it, that their main operation is disrupt and end the nuclear family, they have removed that from their manifesto.
This, Alex, this is huge. I can't even believe we're talking about this because I saw this before I got into the bunker. And it was page not found on blacklivesmatter.whatever. And what's interesting about that is that this proves what we were talking about last time, that Alex Soros and George Soros want Kamala Harris to be VP so that she can be the president. And now they've determined that Black Lives Matter is too toxic. Oh my gosh, it's backfiring. It's not turning out the left. It's suppressing the left. And we're not getting any of the middle votes or the right votes, these never Trumpers that the media hypes up. Meanwhile, Trump has the highest intra-party approval rating of any candidate in American recorded history.
And they ran this because it worked in other countries, but now it's backfiring because America's not other countries.
No, we're not. I mean, I think we've got some fight to us. You can see how often Alex changes his URL. He's trying to break the big tech censors. And it's just because we've got some fight in us. And you're seeing it at the people in the boat parades. You're seeing it in the motorcade parades. People are like,
They just summon the resistance. They just called the big genie.
They get it, Alex. And, you know, me doing campaigns for 13 years, over 100 campaigns at the federal level, I can tell you they get it because what you want to do is it's like the art of war. You watch your opponent move uphill, downhill. You watch your opponent fortress down and collect resources, or when you know when they're running out of food and sick soldiers. So what I'm looking at from a strategy point of view is that you're watching Joe Biden adopt our talking points. Like, yeah, we have to jail the rioters.
And that's us winning.
That's us winning. It means that their internal polling is saying that they're losing and they're not gaining votes, and they still want a majority of the population. So this means that Trump's instincts, your instincts, my tweets, they're working, we're winning, we've got the pulse.
Exactly. Like Luke Skywalker doesn't need a computer to hit the reactor.
No.
We already have the computer.
We see it. We see the target. We're after the target. We're going to win. They're going to lose. That's the game.
We're firing those torpedoes down the reactor, Joe. It's going down, bitches. look, I'm not a sick person, but I am. I can do that.
We're going to celebrate.
If they stole it, it'd be a bigger attack on them. Like, if you really want to destroy the New World Order, they should kill Trump and take over. They'll really wreck their ass there. This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. Chinese government just put out videos of their bombers and fighter bombers blowing up U.S. military bases, playing exhilarating music, and they have now buzzed Taiwan, Hong Kong. They're threatening to invade. They're threatening to attack the Philippines. They're behaving like Japan did at the start of World War II.
They're antagonistic, and they need to increase the morale and let their people visualize killing American boys and girls. That's what they need to do. They need to hypnotize their population to get ready for some kinetic war, which I don't want one. You don't want one. There are, unfortunately, some crazy people on the right who want a kinetic war.
Why are they so arrogant, though? I mean, it's just, I guess that's how communists are.
This is my theory. I'm not sure if I'm correct. I think that they've made an assessment on the American people that it's impossible for us to win a war, that we don't have the public stomach for it.
They watch our news and think we're CNN. They think we're weak.
Exactly.
They think the average American male is Brian Stelter.
Yeah, and
if you thought that, you think, well, these people are pathetic.
Right.
Because the media has really hid who America is still.
Exactly, and that's what I think. But that's why I think that we would survive better in an invasion than we would any war,
Oh, I agree. Americans will be very good at defending themselves, not so much at offense.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but this is what's happened since Vietnam. When we told reporters to go along soldiers, and we only chronicled the horrors of war and not the people we liberated and not what we've done for the world, it really warped.
That was a psyop on purpose.
It was a psyop on purpose. Because, Alex, it's not like they gave us peace. They didn't give us peace. They gave us these mini little military interventions. And, when Bill Clinton is
down. UN police wars.
Right. Yeah. And they're maybe I'm going to have to come up with a book one day called Inversion. But, they're inverting the system. They're not giving us peace. They're giving us war and destruction.
Called police actions.
Yeah. Police actions, the UN, and you'll have America come in and bomb, and then the UN comes in after them, and then has a police state that's stronger than their local government. It's like, what's going on there? You can only have civil strife. People aren't bought into their local system after.
Instead of the U.S. and the Green Berets liberating,
right?
Thus, always tyrants,
right?
We come in and put the UN in. That's evil.
That's very evil. And why do you think why do you think Clinton started this in Africa? That's where all the population growth is moving to for the next 100 years.
Look what they did to Rwanda.
Yeah. So why do you think China has all this raw materials coming out of Africa. That's the next baby boom is Africa. And so China's in there. The UN's in there. Bill Clinton started it during his administration. And, you know, this is a plan, and it is being executed.
And that's the next point is, in Western China, they are literally sterile. It's like the birth rate's down by like two-thirds. They're literally sterilizing the women.
It's you know.
And you could argue at a sick level, okay, the Muslims are out of control. Let's sterilize them. We don't become them and try to conquer them. Plus, the Uyghurs aren't even an expansionist group.
Right.
China just wants that land.
They just want that land.
And so I literally am for the Muslims there. Where's Saudi Arabia? Where is where are all these Islamic states? Where is Iran? Iran doesn't say a damn word about 3 million Muslims in slave camps. And I don't say something because I'm this moral high ground and I'm the good guy. If they can do it to them, they can do it to me. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. And I'm willing to go to war to stop it.
Amen. I'm glad that you said that. It's wrong. It's wrong. And people ask me all the time, Ali, you know, how can I fight it? I was like, you got to leave the system. You have to transform.
Stop making it about politics and what's right and wrong.
Right.
I oppose it if anybody does it.
Yeah. It's called order.
I won't be conquered by radical Islam, but I don't say kill millions of them.
No. And especially not by these
communists. These chi-coms, no.
No. So it's really good. And I think that's why people can't trust the establishment
Republicans. I just love the left lecturing us how we're racist and all this crap while big tech is the worst offenders in bed with China.
They hate the First Amendment. They hate the Fourth Amendment. They hate the Fifth Amendment. They sold us the 19th Amendment. And, you know, you're just watching them actually go crazy. And I think that's why a lot of leftists are joining the right wing. And they're like, they're confused. They're like, well, why am I on your side? And you're like, because we're big tent over here. And we're not telling you what to do anymore, you know? So
we're standing up for humanity. I don't want the Uyghurs organized and try to invade Europe.
No.
I'd say set up a fence and shoot them coming across. But if they're in their own country, living their lives, and they're good people, I'll defend them to the death.
Right.
Because they're humans.
Genocide is wrong.
If you're attacking me, I fight back. If you're in your country being rounded up and killed by chi-coms, that's wrong.
Yeah. Genocide is wrong. It's just wrong.
Why are you being so racist? We're almost out of time, and I got this special report, and then Gerald Celente takes over, but it really is a powerful report. We'll air at the start of the next segment. It's a few minutes long, and it deals with a beam of light aimed at West Coast fires as Pentagon warns that China has weaponized space. We know China and Russia, particularly China, have space-based, both space weapons and weapons that can aim down at the terrestrial level. This is a whole other level right now.
Donald Trump secured his permanent legacy early when he pushed the Space Force, and people called him crazy. You know, I don't want to get too much into it, but I don't support expanding. I even opposed, you know, I was a Republican when we came up with DHS, and I opposed that. But what I will say is I enthusiastically supported the creation of the Space Force. We need it. People don't know.
Well, let's explain that. We don't want more forces over us in our own country, but other countries are above us in space. A geographic thing goes up into the heavens.
Right.
So if you don't control the space, you don't control your own country.
Yeah, I'll just say.
It's like fourth dimensional.
It is fourth dimensional.
You know? It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there in the stratosphere. And what people need to understand is it's not a coincidence that we were leveraging for a peace deal with North Korea while we're creating the Space Force. You know, there's only one weapon that maybe threatens America.
Let's just say we're way ahead of everybody.
Way ahead of everybody. We're going to beat the hell out of them. We own the moon. I'm going on record as that. And
I was told by folks involved with Elon, like, we've already got bases. And a bunch of stuff.
I don't know.
Right on the dark side, like 1 mile across.
I don't know. Can neither confirm nor deny.
A lot of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
Isn't it good to be American, though?
It's great to be
American.
We
are like 100 years ahead of everybody, man.
We are. It's not Republican. It's not Democrat. Like, right now, everybody just has a fighting spirit. I mean, look at this clip. You know, you got Elon on Rogan's show. You got me on your show. Everybody's just like, can I just be myself? What happened to that rugged American spirit, you know? And I think that that's what's coming back.
Elon said, we're going to Mars. The crew's going to die, but it'll be glorious.
Did he say that?
But, you know, they got a whole crew lined up, right? Yeah,
everybody's ready to die on that mission. And it's interesting to watch. You got to pick your player. Do you want Elon Musk or do you want Jeff Bezos? One of them's going to get there first, and we got to pick.
I just don't like how Bezos is creating all these monopolies.
No.
But then the same thing Elon does. I mean, I don't want his brain chip.
Right. Heck no. So, yeah.
He got his heavy rocket in space, so.
Yeah, we got to keep these guys in check, though. But certainly Bezos is the worst of the oligarchs, you know.
So he's the worst.
Yeah, because, look, the guy, we can't appreciate what a genius he is. He is smarter than Carnegie. This guy gets it at a level that we can't appreciate.
Well, he sees the whole big takeover, the grid.
Yeah.
He's going to have the driverless cars.
So bait and switch, reverse mergers, then establish sectors where he takes over the market. Then
bankrupt markets to bring him into the market.
Right, then get all of your suppliers, then get government subsidy, and then, oh, now you have to give me a security clearance because I own a whole section of the economy. Oh, now I'm going to be a vendor for the Pentagon. I'm going to be a vendor for the CIA. So when I want my rockets in space, they'll get in space. He started with books, Alex. Books! Books on the internet! And now he's in space! And he plotted this out. He plotted this all out.
Oh, I know. Now his robot cars are taking over. Ollie Alexander is our guest. Coming up, we got a special report. And then, the one, the only, that's right, Gerald Celente. Stay with us. Spread the word.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. Wait, it's a real honor, and I thank Alex Jones for all he does. And remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. And I don't know if Alex knows this and wants to pass it on to Trump. But there's a real weak point, there are a lot of them with Biden. And one of them that no one's talking about, that we're going to have in our Trends Journal tomorrow, is Biden proposes slashing student debt. So he's talking all about that. And we go on to write, in 2005, as a senator from Delaware, where the financial industry is among the state's largest, in other words, he opened a business in Maryland, or Delaware, and you don't have to worry about anything anymore, because you could cause bankruptcy and on anyway. Biden was a strong proponent of the Bankruptcy Abuse Prevention and Consumer Protection Act, which prevented people with student loans from escaping then through bankruptcy. As chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which screens proposed laws regulating the financial industry, Biden helped make it more difficult for American borrowers to claim bankruptcy. I remember when this happened. This began under the Clinton administration, and it was pushed through with the Bush administration. Biden was the big one making it impossible, virtually, for students to claim bankruptcy. And a lot of other people except the bigs. But that's just a fact. Not many people are talking about it. So he thought we'd pass that on into you. I want to talk a little bit about the markets. Oh, the markets, the markets. Dow's down now, as we're speaking, about 760 points. It should go in. We had forecast a strong correction between now and Election Day. The only thing that can reverse it is the Federal Reserve coming out and dumping more cheap money into the system. Will that happen? Probably yes. Because this thing's going down big time. The global economy is in the greatest depression. I'll show you something else that just went down. It was like $43 a barrel last week, oil, artificially propped up. Beginning of the week, it was around $39 a barrel for Brent crude. And now today, poof, it's down back into the $39 a barrel mark. $39 a barrel for Brent crude. All of these oil-rich companies, whether countries, companies, they're companies, actually, that's all they are. They can't make it on this kind of money. And neither can all these shale producers around the United States. And all those cities and all the areas that are rich in shale and rich in oil, they're going to go down hard. The driving season's over. Demand is down. Air travel around the world, down 85%. They're not using oil like they used to. and the supply greatly outweighs the demand. This is something very important to keep watching. It's telling you what the future will look like. And then you put it together, our globalnomic trend forecasting system, making connections between different fields. Hey, how about those Saudis, huh? Yeah. They need oil, depending on whose stuff you look at. They need it between $80 to $100 a barrel for its economy to break even. And it hasn't been like that in a long time. Yet they're fighting that war over there in Yemen. Nobody talks about, what's a Yemen? Oh, a Yemen. There aren't those. Yeah, only 10 million of them are starving. Cholera, Ebola, forget coronavirus. Oh, well over 150,000 dead from the war started by the clown prince. And you know how he became a prince? Well, he kissed prince. Princess kissed the frog, and the frog became a prince. That's how it happened. It's a gang. The Saudi gang was invented in the 1930s. The point being, they can't make it on this kind of money. And neither could any of these oil-rich countries. Kuwait, yeah, wait a long time. One after another. And then you tell the poor countries that have oil, like Venezuela. Like Nigeria, one of the biggest countries in population in Africa. They were doing terrible before the virus lockdowns hit. This is important. The only thing that's keeping the markets up is the cheap money that the Federal Reserve continues to pump into it. Go back to August 2019, the markets were tanking. All of a sudden, you're reading about the repo markets. What's a repo market? A repo market's where the money is, where the gamblers, the trading houses, go to borrow it for nothing, and the Federal Reserve says they can gamble. Federal Reserve ended up dumping $7 trillion into it. They need to keep the markets up because the average person will know how bad it is when Wall Street goes down fast and hard. And remember, it's not the average person that owns stock on Wall Street. 1%, the 1% own 52% of all the equities, 10% own 88%. They need to keep the markets up to make things look good. Because now we're going into the winter. And it was a lousy summer for a lot of businesses. And things get slow in the wintertime. We are heading toward the greatest depression. And civil wars are going to be erupting throughout the globe. In a country near you. America, America. We're on the list. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And they're losing it big time. Hey, you see those homicide rates going up? How about those car thefts? One after another, violence is going to escalate like we've never seen before. And by the way, that's why we have Bradley Steiner, one of the reasons, writing Survivalism and Close Combat, Tips and Helps in our Trends Journal. So remember, do what you can to keep freedom alive. Support InfoWars. And, of course, subscribe to the Trends Journal. Look at that cover by Anthony Frieda. History before it happened.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human than temporal truth can get, because the Bible says we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Alex Jones Show, and here we are, getting close to Election Day, the presidential reality show. So what do we got going on? Well, here's how we see it. It's going to be a very, very simple election. Masks versus no masks, lockdowns versus no lockdown. And
President Trump has to win the swing states. In order for him to win the swing states, he has to get more people to go out and vote. It wasn't that he got a lot of people to go out and vote the last time in the swing states. What happened was the Democrats didn't go out and vote for Hillary. So it wasn't like there was a big surge of votes for him. There was a less of what they expected in the swing states for Hillary Clinton. So, here's the deal. As I said, we're going into the winter months. The restaurants we used to have out here, where we are, you know, they were serving outside because we have the dictator over here, Cuomo. You only get out 25% capacity in New York City. And they just allowed that. So they're eating in the gutter out there. They're eating in the streets. And now it's too cold. People aren't traveling already. Tourism is gone. DED. And now the winter months. Hey, all of those places, all of those Jersey Shores and everywhere else where the people used to flock by the tens of millions. A slow year. And now it's slowing down more. So people are going to become much more frustrated in the empty streets of New York and everywhere else. You know what their business occupancy rate is, office businesses' occupancy rate in New York City? Thriving at about 10%. People are freaked out. They're buying the fear. Fear is easy to sell. The COVID war, we're off to the COVID war. That COVID's going to kill you, but I'm going to protect you. I'm your governor, I'm your mayor, I'm your little jerk that you believe because you're too stupid to think for yourself. This thing's coming down big. Goes back to 1992 when Slick Willie Clinton ran against Bush and Ross Perot. The campaign slogan behind the scenes was, "It's the economy, stupid." And that's what it is right now. It's the economy, stupid. And Trump is going to blame the Democrats for destroying the economy. That's the way I see it. Masks versus no mask. You heard Biden say he wants to wear a mask. Look what a jerk he looks like. Look what a stupid, ignorant fool he looks like, all like all the rest. You know, one of my top trends, unfortunately, the 20th century was the American century. The 21st century will be the Chinese century. Look at Mao Zedong. Biden, with his mask on, fits in perfectly. And everybody else will do what your leader tells you to do. America's, again, look at one of our, another great Anthony Frieda artwork from our Back Trends Journal. Tank Man 2.0. Remember Tank Man? That was the guy that stood in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. And this cover was several, about a couple of months ago. The Tank Man cover. And it says, the Chinese way, you will obey. And that's what we've become. The Chinese way, you will obey. It's happened. Used to make fun of the Chinese. Hey, look at all those people wearing masks. Can you imagine me doing that? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I will follow your orders. I'm a little lowlife. I can't think for myself. I bow to Cuomo. I look up to Gruesome Gavin, Newsom, Witless Whitmer. That's how Trump is going to win, as I see it. There's the tank, man. And now we're back. Here we are. Nothing's changed other than China taking over. And there's a man. Where are they today? No men. Well, you got, of course you do, Alex Jones and others, myself. But most people are afraid.
How could they listen to a little piece of crap, garbage, lowlife like a Gruesome Newsom? I got one better for you. How about that little jerk off there in Australia? Premier Daniel Andrews. You look at this little clown of a boy. Kind of guys you hated in high school. Little brown noses and suck-ups that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag that would rat you out. And now this clown boy's in charge over there, locking down Melbourne. And the police, what they're doing to the people. Look at this little boy. Look at this little nothing of a clown, and the people bow down and take it up to you-know-what to this little jerk off in Australia. Look at him. So, let's take a look at Australia. 832 deaths out of a population of 25.5 million people. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 832 deaths. Yeah, look at Worldometer. They'll tell you right there. 25.5 million people. Yeah. You mean 0.003% of the people died from this? And this little clown boy of nothing locked a joint down? Like that other moron Morrison who's running the show over there in Australia? And ruining people's lives? And they're doing it all over. Look, could you imagine? I grew up at the time of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yeah. Sexual revolution. Yeah, and I revolt. But anyway, can you imagine growing up now? You will not go to school and go out and party. Now you get back in your dormitory, you will not go out and have a good time. I don't care if you're in college or not. You won't go to bars, you won't go dancing, and no singing. No singing allowed. You will obey us. It is China. It's the 21st century. We are living under Chinese dictates. Look what they're doing, arresting people for what? Look at these little clown boys. I got to tell you, man, the Kingston police, they don't bother you for that stuff. Great men and women. Not these little boys who get off carrying guns and playing tough cop. If we don't fight for freedom, we are going to die spiritually, emotionally, and physically in the COVID war. And that's why I'm telling you, put your money where your mind is. Support InfoWars. Remember, they got banned from all the social media. They need your support. And so do we. We have to unite for liberty, love, joy, or beauty, or else you're going to live in hell on earth. Brought to you by the slimy dictators, men and women, in a city, country, state, nation near you. We're going to be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as I said, do what you can to support freedom of speech. I don't agree with a lot of stuff that, not a lot of stuff, some of the issues that Alex sees, I see differently. Now I say what I want to say. He doesn't censor me. You know, I agree with Trump on some things, totally against him on other things. And he doesn't say you can't say that or don't do that. So to keep freedom alive and freedom of speech, do what you can to support InfoWars and their new combo special where you get 8-pack power stack with Survival Shield X2 for 60% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStores.com is something to take advantage of these huge savings. So right now at InfoWars.com, by getting the new 8-pack power stack and Survival Shield X2 for 60% off, you also get free shipping. 8-pack, this 8-pack power stack, by the way, it's the total health and performance system. It's quickly becoming a new favorite among InfoWars crew and listeners. And this is all one supplement pack, brings you 8 essential formulas in easy AM, PM packs. Formulas contained in 8-pack power stack include Energy Kickstart Formula, Immune Support Formula, Greens Detox Formula, and many others. So combined with the powers of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, you can now experience the benefits of these two incredible supplements at a huge discount. Again, Survival Shield X2, it's back in stock, but the way things are going out, they're not sure how long it's going to last. So visit InfoWarsStores.com now and get 60% off, free shipping on the new 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. Very important. Very important. Also because something that the prostitutes don't talk about, or the politicians. This may be the last time I'm on InfoWars if I say this. You ready? How about building up your immune system? How about getting in the best shape that you can? How about trying to get healthy physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Oh, by the way, first book I worked on was called Natural Healing back in 1986, and I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences for the work I've done in complementary and integrated medicine. So, you know, I do what I can to stay healthy and build my immune system. You know, you think I want to work out every day? I get up and say, oh, I did it yesterday, I don't have to do it today. I do it. I try to eat properly. I like to drink that glass of nice Italian wine every day, a couple of times a day. But hey, you got to keep that blood red, you know, Napolitano. But seriously, you got to take care of yourself. The people that are dying from the disease, you know, all know the data. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 94% of them had pre-existing 2.6 pre-existing chronic conditions. Yeah. That is all here. This is from ARP. How the immune system misfires. There are many ways in which our bodies manifest immune problems, but three of them stand out, and the prevalence of each is increasing throughout our population. Among those who were hospitalized with COVID-19, 34% had diabetes, 42% were obese, 57% had high blood pressure, according to the study by Journal of American Medical Association in April. A chronic factor for all three conditions is chronic inflammation. It causes your immune system to pump out white blood cells and chemical messengers that keep your defense activity engaged 24/7. Coronavirus, not the main cause of death for almost one-third of COVID-19 victims. This is a report. We'll be writing about this in the Trends Journal, which is a weekly. It goes out tomorrow. The novel coronavirus, the Telegraph newspaper, citing a study by Oxford, reported that over the summer months, those who had a heart attack or in a car crash could be listed as a coronavirus fatality if the doctor working the case thought the virus played even a minor role in exacerbating the previous condition. Quote, at the beginning of the epidemic, we only saw this in a few cases, Dr. Jansen Oak, who was part of the team from Oxford, told the paper. But this is increasing because a lot more people now had COVID. The true death rate is an important thing to know because it gives us an idea of impact. Clearly, COVID was having a massive impact in March and April, but we need to know if the disease is now taking the same toll as before. All right? And as I mentioned before, what are they doing? They're telling young people not to go out and have a good time. I cannot imagine being a young guy and not going out and partying in my teens and 20s and 30s. into the 40s, and a little bit into the 50s, and into the 60s, and into the 70s. Could you imagine? They suck the joy out of life. These little low lives have sucked the joy out of life. Now, there's a man who enjoys life. Yep. And that's what we have to do. Life on earth. Goodwill to men and women. This idiocy of locking us all up. Now, let's put this in order again. Again, we write about it in detail. Sweden. It's out of the news. 5,864 fatalities from the virus. They have a population of about 10 million. No lockdown at all. And this is a hard fact, well over 50%, more like 60%, of the people that died in Sweden were from nursing homes. So you take that number, 5,864, or 65, and 10 million people. Now let's take a look at New York. You have 33,000 plus dead out of a population twice the size of Sweden. Not quite twice the size, a little smaller, 19.5 million. Let's say twice the size. Okay. So that brings Sweden's death toll up to what now? It would be 11,000, 12,000? If they had the same size population? March, April, May, June, July, August, September? But yet, little Andy Cuomo, the daddy's boy born on third base, who locked down New York State, destroyed tens of thousands of businesses that are never going to open again, ruined the lives of hundreds of thousands. Is a hero. This is the clown that talked the opening of the Democratic National Convention. Now let me get this straight. Over 33,000 people died here, and this guy's great at it. And all these countries that locked down, Spain, Argentina, one after another, they locked down, they open, India locked down totally. They open up, boom, virus cases spike. The lockdowns don't work. Immune system buildup does. And that's why the Swedes, unlike the Americans, I gave you the number, obesity and type 2 diabetes aren't kicking the bucket like Americans are. 70% are overweight, 42% of that are obese. So again, do what you can to stay healthy. The products at InfoWars help you do that. And to keep your mind alive and see the future, subscribe to the Trends Journal. Thank you.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.